So when the word of God is being preached, it cuts the heart. And a great illustration of this is found in Judges chapter 3. Think about this. You know, when you're in this world, your heart can become, you know, fat and dirty and filled with a lot of the filth of this world, you know, because we live in a sin-filled world, right? So what's the solution to that? Well, let's look at the story here. Judges chapter 3, verse 20. Ehud here says in verse 20, and Ehud came unto him, referring to Eglon, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. Okay. This is the message. He's like, I got a message for you. The guy gets up and you know, by the way, the Bible says that Eglon was a very fat man. Okay. So he's probably thinking, oh, he's bringing food. He's bringing a meal or something, right? Ehud takes out the dagger and he thrusts him through. Look at verse 22. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat enclosed upon the blade. This is how big he was. He's so big that the blade just kind of swallowed up the fat swallowed up the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly. He's like, that's my favorite knife. I wanted that back. He could not draw the dagger out of his belly, but look what it says here. And the dirt came out. And the dirt came out. What is the result of him just kind of stabbing this guy through? Dirt comes out. And you know what? I think this is a great picture of God's word, is it not? Yeah. Because when the sword goes in, the dirt comes out. You read the word of God, the truth goes in, the dirt comes out. You know, if your mind has been filled with the filth of this world and you need a reforming of your mind, you need a renewing of your mind, you put the word of God in and you get the dirt out. Oh man, but I got saved later on in life. I have so many bad memories and bad habits and bad this and bad that. Well, if you put the word of God in, you can get the dirt out. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word, the Bible says. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We need to put the word of God in, allow it to cut our hearts in order to get the dirt out. Okay?